Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about fearlessness equaling love. My friend Donna had DVR'd Wayne Dyer's newest PBS special, I Can See Clearly Now. He goes through quite a few different ideas. However, the one that I would like to focus on is fearlessness equaling love. According to Wayne and many other thinkers in the area of psychology believe that there are only two ways to be, fearful or full of love. One cannot have love if one is living in fear. This being understood, we need to also understand that every thought that we have has an impact on our physiology. So we can choose to live from a place of love or a place of fearlessness. It's an awareness that the divine guidance is there to help you to do those things that are important to you to do. Wayne Dyer spoke of Maslow and his idea of actualized people being what they must be, what they can be, as detached from other people's opinions about who or what it is that they ought to be doing in their life or with their lives, versus the sickest pathology of mentally ill, which are people who are very worried and concerned about what other people think about what they're thinking or doing in their lives. Wayne spoke of the fearlessness that he needed in order to give up his tenureship at the university that he was working at to get his book, Erroneous Zones, out there into the hands of anybody who he could, selling it on his own. He needed to take the risk and be fearless in this endeavor to advance his career fearlessly, living his dreams. And he found that this was his way to success. It's this whole idea of not being fenced in, to be able to expand instead of contract, because expansion means growth. But when we go about growing, it usually means getting out of our comfort zone to do something totally different than what we've ever done before. Or maybe do something that we just find really scary. Maybe we've done it before, and it wasn't the easiest thing for us to accomplish. This is something I'm looking at right now in my own life, as I'm looking forward to a new way of moving forward in my career of hypnotism to get this work out in a bigger, larger way. Many years ago, when I went to college, I was really looking forward to it. It was a scary proposition because I had so many problems getting through high school and all these learning disabilities that needed to be overcome. But in going to college, I was able to compensate for many of those areas that I found difficult in my high school years. And I graduated with honors, to my own surprise, and the further surprise of my parents, especially my father, who was a Phi Beta Kappa out of Tufts University Dental School. And what I realize now is that through the work of some hypnosis with Sam, a gentleman who is working with me and helping me with this website and getting these podcasts out on the technical end of things, he also has an ability to do some hypnosis, and he's been working with me on helping me to further my career, to do the things that really truly matter to me in my world. Because in my case, where it's been so many years since I graduated college, well, it's kind of daunting to think about going back to school at this late date. Age 52. Been out of school for decades at this point. and to make that commitment to go back and further my education in a formal way. And yet, there's a larger part of me that realizes that I love scholastic work. I love reading, writing, just doing the studies, finding out new things. Like the difference between psychosis and prophecy, or spirituality and how it works to deepen the effects of hypnotism, or even the difference between the medical model of doing counseling versus the spiritual method of doing counseling. These are all very intriguing ideas that have come more to the forefront of my own work as I've been progressing professionally. And seriously, the best place to investigate these ideas is in an academic institution that would allow me to do this work. However, it is scary. I haven't been to school in a very long time. Writing papers and needing to stick with a schedule and do all those things that students do. I don't know, it's kind of, well, challenging as a thought. And yet there's something also very alluring to me, because these are questions that I've had for a really long time. And certainly with the travels that I've done over to the third world, where they have totally different ways of thinking about the spiritual lives that they live. I'm speaking of the indigenous peoples that I had the opportunity to meet and speak with. And also New Zealand with a Maori people as well. One needs to kind of consider a broader way of seeing the world and understanding the world. And I don't know, at least from where I'm coming from, it seems like we need to go back to what works better than that which we're trying to force to work that isn't working so well right now in terms of what we consider medical, psychological intervention. I had a wonderful conversation with a psychiatrist who I trained in hypnosis, who had a client who he had been working with for 20 years or more. And she was very stuck. And she asked him to do some hypnosis with him. And he didn't know how to do it, but he knew from our Toastmasters meeting, where he had met me and heard me talk about hypnosis a lot, that this was something that I could help him do. So a few months ago, I got a call from him asking me to teach him hypnosis so that he could work with his client. And lo and behold, he finally did the work with her, and it was successful, and she's very happy with the results, finally free of whatever was bothering her in the past. This is very fulfilling to me. And I would love for anyone who works in mental health to learn how to do hypnosis. I mean, really learn it as the art and science that it truly is. It's one of my goals. Because to me, once we honor our mind and go fearlessly through those hard times that we've lived through, to shed the electrical charges, the emotional charges that are there, and those memories, well, anything is possible. Add the spirituality as a further dimension to help people to do this in a quicker, more effective way within their own ideas of what spirituality is for them. The process works even quicker. It is amazing what the mind can do. And so with this all in mind, Sam helped me very effectively to become fairly fearless about the prospect of going back to school. But it wasn't even just going back to school, it was actually going through the whole process of getting the transcripts and getting the references and all that other stuff that you need to do just to apply. GRE, I already took it once and my God, my scores were so bad. Well, I don't even remember what they were. And that's going to be necessary to do that again. However, at this late date in life, another thing that I recognized in the work that I did with Sam was that I have a body of work that can speak for itself, of that which I care about and the results that have been gotten through the work that I do with the clients. And so maybe perhaps that might be something of more value than a GRE score. I don't know. All I know is that it feels like the right move at this time in my life. And that's a really good thing. And in going through this fearlessness, I am loving myself in the process. So my question to you is, what do you need to do in order to be fearless and to love yourself as you go forward in your life so that you can be happy and fulfilled? And realize that it's okay to take these risks and to go forward in life and see what you can do. I'd love to hear how it works for you and the ideas that you have in order to become fearless and move forward in your own life.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.